Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Loeffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Next time you find a good deal on farm equipment, get a good deal on the financing, too. Right now, you'll find fixed rates as low as 3.5% from AgDirect at your ag equipment dealer. That's 3.5%. AgDirect features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered by Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma. People who understand agriculture. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Rates may change. Ask your local dealer for details.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of a cooperative structure and spirit, employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and its participants. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking to finance your cattle operation, our staff's knowledge and experience in the industry is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit, 800-310-0220.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities. And, well, after a day off, our livestock future is going to open up here in just a little bit, Tom. Well, you know, after a nice day on Friday, what are you kind of looking for when things get going here today?
Well, it's going to be kind of a tough call. We did see Friday great upside in our cattle and our hog complex, triple-digit gains across the board. We also saw choice box beef, this is on Monday, up 54 cents. Select boxes were down 91 and a total movement of 173 loads. Now, we did not have any cattle kill reported yesterday, but Friday's kill was 105,000 head. The weekly kill, 537,000. Cash feeder index was up 25 cents back on Friday. Now, we did see yesterday the USDA did finally show us the reported cash sales from last week. Kansas, around 2,400 head, moved at a high of 162. Nebraska, over 16,600 with a high of 163.50. Iowa, Minnesota, over 20,000 last week with a high of 163. So as you can see, we did see higher cash take place in most areas. Now, this morning's opening is going to be interesting to see whether or not we can have carry through or whether we see a little profit taking. Friday's high saw April live cattle up $2.10, March feeders up $3.55, and April lean hogs $1.52 higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
And welcome back, everyone. And Tom, let's talk about the grain futures. Now, ended Friday on a pretty nice note. The grains were higher across the board Friday. The overnight trade here this morning also starting off pretty good for the most part here this morning.
Well, that's right, Dave. We did see the wheat, corn, and soybeans all close positive to end the week last Friday. We also saw for the week positive gains. March Casey wheat gained a penny last week. March corn gained 2 cents, and March soybeans gained 17 cents last week. Now, the ceasefire between Russia and the Ukraine Sunday morning lasted about 2 hours. I don't know if that's helping our wheat market just a little bit because of nervousness over there, but we're seeing, as Dave said, all of our grain and our soy complex trading higher this morning. Wheat, corn, and soybeans are trading near their February highs this morning, and we have seen very good, I would say, carry-through support from Friday into the start of this week's trade, with the March Casey wheat now 10 cents higher, March corn's up 3.25, March soybeans up 9 cents, the March cotton is 20 points lower, March crude oil down 4 cents, the March dollar index 24 cents lower, and March Dow Jones futures down 10 points at the moment.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time today and look forward to a visit again tomorrow. That's going to wrap it up for us. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.